The biggest secret in life is that there is no secret. Whatever your goal is, you can get there if you're willing to do the work. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the importance of having good, strong work ethics. Enjoy.
As Theodore Vail noted, real difficulties can be overcome. It's only the imaginary ones that are uncomfortable. The reason that I love that is because it is a powerful reminder. At the end of the day, you're choosing what to believe. At the end of the day, all those things in your head that seem like you could never get over them, you've made them up. You've decided to obsessively focus on those things. And as Oprah said, what we dwell on is who we become. And think about that for a second. Think about today. Just audit your thoughts. What did you spend your time thinking on? Did you obsessively think about the way that things could go right? Or did you obsessively think about the things that could go wrong? All the myriad ways that you need to protect yourself. And that's how it feels. In the moment, you think, I'm just planning for the worst case scenario. I'm thinking through all the ways that something could go wrong so that I can be prepared for it, not understanding that what you're doing is focusing on all the ways that it could go wrong. They're imagined futures. They are not real. And in that, like a race car driver goes where the eyes go, you will go where your thoughts go. You will become your thoughts. So instead of boxing yourself in and thinking only about all the different ways that something could be bad, could break, could fall to pieces, think about all the things that you could do if you take the action, all the myriad ways that things could come to your aid and work out for the better. Obsessively think on that and let failure be a total surprise. In that, you will take the actions that you need to be successful. But first, you've got to train yourself to obsess over all the ways your life could go right. From there, you'll act. As Derek Jeter said, there may be people who have more talent than you, but there's no excuse for anyone to work harder than you do. At the end of the day, whether you believe in talent or not is completely irrelevant. Everyone should believe in hard work. Everything in your life is literally a result of that. You're born an infant, a lump of flesh that can't even hold its own head up. And yet somehow, by practicing, by learning, by growing, you're able to get better. You're literally incapable of anything when you're born. Every skill that you have in your life, all the things that you take for granted, at one point you couldn't do them. So understanding that humans truly are an adaptation machine and that they are capable of acquiring any skill that they want, but it requires hard work. It requires that you do the reps. It requires that you put in the effort. And at the end of the day, the people that you're going to surpass are not going to be the people that have less talent than you. Maybe they even have more talent than you. It's going to be the people that you're willing to outwork. But until you're willing to outwork them, you're always going to be stuck. And as John Irving said, to do anything really well, you have to overextend yourself. And that's the key. If you want to put in an extraordinary performance, if you want to absolutely dazzle people, then you have to do something amazing. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to do things that other people think are going to break you, that other people simply believe there's no way that you could be able to pull that off, that the human animal just is not capable of the lengths to which you are professing to go. And when you profess it, you have to be willing to back it up, and you have to put yourself on that march knowing in no uncertain terms, under no circumstances, and for no reason whatsoever would you ever be willing to back down. And when you go in with that level of certainty, then and only then are you actually going to be able to pull this off. And as Billie Jean King said, champions keep playing until they get it right. Fatigue will literally chip away at your will to win. It is the thing inside of your mind, that weak voice that tells you that you're not going to be able to make it. The weak voice that begs you to stop. And the weak voice that promises safety and security if you would just quit. And here's the worst part about that. It's right. If you quit right now, if you stop, just sit down, relax. You're not at risk anymore. You're not at risk of embarrassment. You're not at risk of failure. But you're also not at risk of greatness. And if you really want to achieve something, you've got to find ways to put yourself at risk of something great happening. You've got to put yourself at risk of overextending yourself. You've got to be willing to face that you may die, that you may actually fall. And here's the thing, for the people that dismiss that, that say they would never put themselves in that situation, then you have limits. And make no mistake, those limits are self-placed. And for the people that are willing to push that, for people that are willing to go beyond that, for people who understand there are things in this world that they're prepared to die for, and it is the thing that they put at the center of their life, it is the thing that they are living for, but they're not going to stop, and they understand that where the human mind thinks it will break is far short of where it will actually break. But before you can find that point, you've got to be willing to push yourself. You've got to be willing to go harder and farther than anybody thinks is reasonable or sensible. That's the path. And so the question is, can you be thought a fool? The question is, do you believe in something so much that you would put yourself at risk like that? The question is, can you face down everyone, including the weak voice inside of your own mind, to make the world come true that you want to see come true? Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to do it for you. So if you're a champion, keep going until it's done.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.